I once saw All right, so let's start the Gemara now. A strange statement. The Gemara says a strange statement. Rav and Rafuna both say, Gezeros batlu, the Gezeros are batl, but the Yomim are not. The Gezeros are batlu, the Yomim lo batlu. Which Gezeros are we talking about? Which Gezeros are we talking about? Yes, yeah, so Rashi learns the Gemara is only talking about Shloshim. Right, because the Mishnah really says it twice. Bot lo haymen gzeiras shiva, and bot lo haymen gzeiras shloshim. Right, but Rashi's learning it's dafka talking about gzeiras shloshim. Mm-hmm. Yes, Rashi says, what does it mean? It means gzeiros shloshim bot lo. So what does that mean? You don't have to do any of the. You don't have to keep the gzeiros of shloshim anymore. Of all yomim lo batlu, but the days are not batlu. So what? Right? Shloshim yom lo batlu, the dain tluyim v'omdim. So the days are still hanging out there, but the gzeros are gone. So what's the concept? I mean, we said there's no such thing as days without gzeros. I mean, right? That's what we were saying in the with the shiva. Why have days without without gzeros? Go ahead. Right, so Rashi is my timer zero slow butlu. So Rashi explains it differently than the typical my timer. Right? Typically my timer is what's the reason. Rashi learns it as the Aza Inyan low butlu yaman. In what way are they not butl? In what way? In other words, if there's no gzero, so what does it mean the yaman are not butl?
But it makes sense to read it that way, you know.
Right, because normally the Gemara would just say my timer, but my kamiflagi. Here it's isolating one shita, right? So it means that if you didn't shave before the regel, you can't shave anymore after the regel. Go ahead, Rashi. The chi batlu. Because d'chi batlu gzera shloshim, that what? That when the gzera shloshim were batl, v'yiboyle l'giluchi erev haregel, and you needed to shave on the erev haregel and you didn't, then it's also l'galeach achar regel, kol shloshim yom. Now what kind of an idea is that?
You had a
right. In other words, Mamanoshacha, the gzeros batal or not? If the gzeros are batal, so then what's the difference whether I shave before or not? If the gzeros are not batal, so okay, so I have a heter. I have a heter to shave for the regal. But why does that throw off the gzeros after the regal? No, look. There's no such thing as the gzeros without the yamim and the yamim without the gzeros. That doesn't exist. That's the Gemara's question. Gemara's question is, what do you mean yamim without gzeros? What are yamim without gzeros? Right? What does that mean, you have yamim without gzeros? You don't have gzeros without the yamim, and you don't have the yamim without the gzeros. So what do you mean the yamim? What do you mean the gzeros are gone, but the yamim are not gone? What does that mean? So it means you have it's conditional. It means it's conditional. That if you shave, this is what it means. You want to work it into the lashon? This is what it means. Okay, one second. But this is what it means. It means if you shave erev haregel, like you're supposed to, then everything is gone. But if you don't, you still have to keep it. Yeah, I mean, Rabbeinu Chananel tries to explain the semantics, right? That what he says, pirish. That's a promising start. Gzeros batlu. Okay, you tell me when you understand. Nidchu gzeros ha'avelus gabi haregel. The gzeros of avelus are pushed off for the regel. Sheyesh lo ligaleach. He should shave. Vizulasi zem gzeros ha'avelus, and all the other things of avelus. He should do shaving and the other things. Ve'im lo gileach erev haregel. Asur lo gileach erev haregel. But if he doesn't, he can't shave after the regel. Why? Ki yamim lo batlu.
What does the Mukhiyosi say?
Because of the cover of the regel, but lugzera shiva v'shloshim. Yeah, that's what Rashi. In other words, he's saying that he's giving you a little bit of an extra thing over there, that it's only batal. The gzeros are only batal, like you're saying, like it's a matir. The gzeros are only batal because of covered yantif.
But after right? yantif, they wouldn't be batal.
That's what Rashi seems to be.
Right. That day is still, so to speak.
That yes, would you see that in Rashi? Do you see that in Rashi? No, but where do you see Rashi expressing? Does Rashi express the idea that it's a matir for covered yantif? That's right. Rashi says the boyle legluchi avaregel. He should. Because they're covered a regal.
But the regal would seem to be the regal.
So what does this mean? So what does this mean, though? What does this mean?
That shloshim inherently is not really batal.
Shloshim inherently is not really batal. Hold on. So what would be the other way of looking at it? The side that says the yam are batal too. What's the other way of looking at it?
That the regal is just maksa.
Well, you could say two things.
Yeah.
You could say it.
So then it's not a din.
What I mean to say is definitively, what's the difference between saying yamim batlo, yamim lo batlo, definitively? Definitively, what's the difference vis-a-vis shloshim? How would you describe what the Rabbanan did vis-a-vis shloshim in terms of yamim batlo or yamim lo batlo? The shloshim, just talk about shloshim. Now, in terms of discussing what happens to shloshim at the regel, how would you define the two ways of looking at shloshim?
That's a din. They're looking at it.
Let me tell you what I'm getting at here. I'm getting at it like this: that in terms of definition of shloshim, right? One way of looking at it is like this: that just like by shiva, right? That what? I mean, maybe we should go on in the Gemara. But let's see the other way. Now, according to the side, there's yomim lo batlu. It means that shloshim is good. Shloshim is alive and well, right? Shloshim continues. But there's a heter. Because of the regel to what? There's a heter to break the Nihugim.
Once Nihugim are broken, then there's no point.
Oh, so why do you have to go back to the Nihugim after the regel?
Because there's no tziruf to the original, to the Bechira.
Now, according to the first way of looking at it, you're saying that really there is shloshim. Shloshim continues. The only thing is, erev haregel, there's a heter, more than a heter, because of covered regel, the gzeira is off today. There's no gzeira shloshim today. Right? Okay, but now, so what's the difference whether you shave or not, though?
According to the side which says the gzeira is off?
Yeah. The yamim is still there. No, the shloshim is still there conceptually. The only thing is a heter today. So what's the difference? Why does that affect the days after the regel? I mean, but still, so what's the difference if you shaved or not? What's the difference if you shaved or not? So I think this goes back to the idea of shloshim that we were saying originally, right? That shloshim is a continuous phenomenon. You can't, once they give you a heter, once you're noeg the heter, contrary to the shloshim, you can't pick it up again. Now it's really shloshim. Really, the shloshim continues, conceptually. Okay, the only thing is, that once you have a right to violate it, once you have a right to violate the shloshim, so that's how they, then you broke the then you broke the whole niyug. You can't continue it. There's no such thing as continuing it.
Because the niyug is only
the niyug is a niyug of shloshim. Once you shave there for regular, you can't go back to it anymore. It's like they gave you the right to break it. I mean, it's what you're saying. It's what you're saying, Chaim. Just feeling, why is it breaking it? Why is that called breaking it? Right? Oh, that's a good question.
But
for
what?
Okay.
Can I just ask a...
But 1 second. So the question was what? The question was that if you're going to say that, if you're going to formulate it like this, that what? That really shloshim continues. There's nothing in the regular that's mafsik the shloshim. Right? In terms of the concept of shloshim is compatible with the concept of regel. And it's true, because the regel could be all limiting shloshim. Kovrim, meso, b'sof, a regel, it's all limiting shloshim. So there's nothing compatible with regel and shloshim. Right? So the only thing is, because of kovrim regel, there's a mitzvah to shave.
To break the niyug.
But that's breaking the niyug. That's just a mitzvah of breaking, that's a din of breaking the gzeros. The gzeros are suspended for you to be osik and cover the rego. So why don't you just come back to it after the rego? Because the idea of the niyug is a continuous idea. And it has to be, so if you broke it, then if you broke it once, you broke the whole entity. But if you didn't, it still exists. So then the question was raised, what about if a guy is just a chote and he shaves? So would you say he can't, there's no sense in continuing? Right? So that we said it has to do with the halach, with the way the mitzvah is formulated. There's this concept of the, when we say that shloshim is a continuum, that means it's a continuum in terms of the halacha. So as long as halachically, you had to refrain each day, so each yom has a shame of a niyug of a continuum. But if in the halachic system you can break it, then the halacha must recognize that as a break.
Halacha can't be formulated to recognize an avari.
Right. Ein achote nisgar. Okay. So what's the other side? The other side says that yomim is batlu. Yeah, so the Gemara tries to prove it. The Gemara says the machlok is tanayim, really. Alright, but the question of what vatanya means here. What vatanya means? Machlok is mishonim. What does vatanya mean? Is it a kasha or is it a support? Tosus is bothered. Why doesn't it say tanai? It's not the normal lashon. When the Gemara wants to say that the machlok is amarayim, is the machlok is tanayim, she should say it's a... Ketanayi, this machlokus is a machlokus tanayim. Right? Why is it vatanya? Tosus learns it as a kasha. Rashi seems to learn it as the same thing as vatanya. As the Ritva says openly, it's like vatanya. But anyway, because you have the two positions repeated in this braisa. Okay, so the Gemara brings the Tanakhama holds like the first positions, right? Like Rav and Rav Huna. That you can shave Erev Harego, but if you didn't, you can't shave after the Rego, right? And then it brings in Abashol. What does Abashol hold? Okay, so Abashol says a strange thing. He says that what? He says it's mutter to shave after the Rego, even if you didn't shave before the Rego. Why? Because just like the mitzvah shlosha is mevatelas gzeras shiva, right? The Bryson never uses the terminology of gzeros and yamin. But just like the mitzvah of Shiva is mevatel the gzeiras Shiva, the mitzvah of Shlosha is mevatel gzeiras Shiva, so too the mitzvah of Shiva is mevatel gzeiras Shloshim. What does Rashi say? She kishem shem mitzvah Shloshim mevatel Shiva. Yeah. So what's Abba Shol Svar? What's he saying?
I have no idea because he's
kishem
of the Shloshim.
Yeah, go ahead, let's take a look at Rabbi Yochanan. So what does Rabbi Yochanan say? He explains this Abba Shol. What is
saying?
Yeah, go ahead. So he's learning like this, that why is Shlosha Yamim good? Why is Shlosha Yamim Mevatel the whole Shiva? Because it's a Kiyam of Shiva. Okay? So once you have a Kiyam of Shiva, then that's enough. That's what they said. They said it's enough to have this minimal Kiyam of Shiva.
That's why you don't pick up after.
Kain, mitzvah Shiva, Mevatel's Kiyam of Shiva. See, that's the other way to look at it. The other way to look at it, that's what I was trying to prod you before, in the two ways of looking at it. You can either look at the Regel. You can either look at Shloshim and the Regel as compatible, right? And neither one recognizes the other, right? They can coexist. They coexist, right? Neither one recognizes the other. The only thing is, if you shave on the Erev HaRegel, then you have a heter to be Sosa the Shloshim. You have a heter to be Sosa the Shloshim, right? But intrinsically, there's nothing in the regel. The regel doesn't really affect the shame shloshim. See, but Abba Shaul is saying no. He's comparing shiva and shloshim. He's saying when we say that shloshim is bottle, it means to say that the rabbanon made a limited, a small. The rabbanon said any nihug of shloshim is the full kiyum of shloshim. See, that's really the argument. Conceptually, that's the argument. Except the argument is when the regel, when the shlosha is pogeya into the regel, right? When the shloshim hits the regel, what happens? What happens? Why can you shave erev haregel when shloshim started? Is it that is it simply there's a heter of giluach, but shloshim is intact conceptually? Right now, it's somewhat of a contradiction. There's a shloshim, which demands gidel pera, and then there's a niyog of and then there's a regel, which demands kavod, and of course there's a precedence to the kavod deraisa over the shloshim. You know, and if you take advantage of it, you're mevatel the whole shloshim. You're mevatel the whole shloshim. But shloshim as an idea, as yomim. As a concept of shloshim, they continue. They're capable of continuing. The only question is, will you mevatel the maisa? Will you mevatel? Will you soser the shloshim or not? But according to Abba Shaul, it's not a question of being soser something. It's a din that it's considered a kiyum shloshim. You understand that the Chachamim said, just like, that's why he's comparing it to Shiva. Saying, just like by Shiva, we say 3 days will count as the full Shiva. When you had 3 days and the regel is mafsik, that's considered now your full kiyum of Shiva. It counts for 7 days. It counts as an entity of 7 days. If you would do a shloshim afterwards, you wouldn't count shloshim from the kavura anymore. You'd knock off 3 days. You can shave because it's over, he holds. That they also said that they treated Shiva like Shloshim. That's like the Ramban says. That's what Abba Shaul is saying. That they made it the same. They made it commensurate. They said just like the Iker Kiyam, just like the Kiyam of Shlosha Yomim is the full Kiyam of Shiva, you don't need any of the sheer of the Shiva, you just need the Iker Maisa of Shiva. So too by the whole Shloshim, they said, One moment, a partial kiyum of the shloshim is the full kiyum of the shloshim. So then there's no concept. That means yomim batlo. Means the whole shear of shloshim is condensed into 1 hour. That's what it means, yomim batlo. There's no more concept of the whole entity of shloshim yom is wrapped up at the beginning of the regel. Erev HaRegel, the whole entity of the whole entity of Shloshim is gone. As opposed to saying the entity of Shloshim exists, now there's just a heter in the Xeros. So then it's going to depend. What about the days after the Regel? It depends. If you were so ser the Shloshim, you can't continue. But if you didn't, they're tluyim v'omdim. They're tluyim v'omdim. That's what it means, tluyim v'omdim. They're hanging and they're waiting. Depends what you do. If you shave, then they're gone. But if you don't, they come back.
So the other way, regardless of whether you shave, it's gone.
That's right. The other way, The other way, it's not that you act in a way that's so sir, that's the way they defined it. They defined a limited kiyum as a full kiyum. Just like by shloshim yomim they defined a limited kiyum as a full kiyum, by shloshim too they defined a limited. They said as long as, what's interesting though in Rabbeinu Hanano, is that he seems to be saying, he's giving a reason. Because he seems to be saying like this, that the whole shloshim is really just an extension of the kiyum of Shiva. Right? As long as you had the full kiyum of Shiva, once you had the full kiyum of Shiva, then that's enough. That's enough for the shloshim. He says, "Kashem she mitzvah shlosha." Doesn't he say something like that?
Why can't you just do 3 days?
Kach what? That's right. In other words, it's the kiyum of the mitzvah of Shiva that allows them to say you don't need to continue shloshim.
That's not what you were saying. So you weren't saying because of Shiva. You were saying because of...
Well, I'm saying halachically what it is. He's trying to say why shouldn't it be that way. Halachically, that's what it is.
Are you saying
that you don't need shloshim at all? All right, so the question on him is, but what about why don't you need mixed yom kula? Why do you need mixed yom kula? That's your question?
Wait, no, I don't know.
He was asking you if the batel after 3 days, it should be batel every day.
Oh, no. Okay. Good question. Let's think about that. Well, he's saying...
Just like after the Iker mitzvah of Shiva, Shiva is canceled.
Right.
Same exact thing about Shoshim. You do the Iker Shoshim, Shoshim.
Exactly. But he's saying the Iker Shoshim is Shiva.
What kills it? Where do you say that?
Mitzvah Shiva.
No, mitzvah Shiva just means, just like mitzvah Shlosha. It means you buried him 7 days before.
Okay. Question is, what does he mean by mitzvah Shiva? Does he just mean that he started shloshim? Is that just a way of saying he started shloshim?
Yeah,
that's not what it meant by mitzvah shloshim.
No, it's not. Right. I just have to think about that.
It's not parallel.
Not parallel.
Archibald had it.